This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare and Becker's Dental. Thrilled today to be joined with Gary Salmon. And Gary is the CEO of Black Talent Security. He's going to talk about cybersecurity, particularly in the dental arena. Gary, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks a lot for having me on your show. I appreciate that. Gary Salmon, CEO of Black Talent Security. I've actually been in the dental IT space for about 27 years. I actually started my career writing software applications specific to the oral surgery market. I actually built one of the very first cloud technologies back in the year 2000 before it was even called the cloud. So I have a wealth of knowledge, you know, related to technology and software, and I've really tried to segue into the security aspect of what doctors are doing online.
Fantastic. And how much of your percentage of your time is spent in sort of the dental or the greater dental arena, that intersection of cyber and dental?
Right. So probably about 85% of our clients are in the dental space. The remaining ones are either in healthcare, or we do securities for some relatively large businesses outside of the medical space. So very heavy focus on dental.
And some of the advantages of that, can you talk to a moment about the advantages of being so focused in a specific vertical that you know that vertical and what's going on in it, and the real what's happening in it so much better than someone who does not? Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, sure. So I think the big thing is understanding how practices operate, right? They're not medium businesses, right, with thousands of employees that have unlimited budgets. So what we do is we really have a great understanding of the types of systems, like the imaging systems, the practice management software, the types of networks they have, how they interact with other doctors, how they interact with patients, how all this data is stored. And most importantly is how to properly train the staff. I've personally trained thousands of people in the dental space over the years. So we have a really good understanding on how these practices function and how to deliver very effective solutions versus other cybersecurity companies who may just provide them with a generic solution or a tool to protect their network. You know, we look at the practice from a holistic standpoint and help them understand where they have risk. And then we provide, you know, solutions to mitigate those cybersecurity risks.
What are the sort of, if you were to think of the top threats that practices face today, particularly dental practices face today, what are those top cyber threats?
Right. Well, I think most people on your podcast have probably heard about the big breach that occurred a little over 2 weeks ago, where an IT vendor got hit. And the threat actors use the IT vendor as a launching point to launch attacks against about 450 other dental practices. So I think the risk really revolves around a couple things. One is the IT folks. The government has put out multiple warnings that foreign nations, foreign threat actors are targeting IT vendors, especially in the healthcare space, targeting these IT vendors, breaking into their systems, gaining all the information from their databases to attack their clients. So I think that practices really need to work with their IT vendor and ask them questions such as, what are you doing as an IT vendor to secure your network so I don't become a victim of your vulnerabilities in your network? So that's the first thing. Second is really ransomware, okay? So a lot of practices that we deal with get hit with ransomware attacks. And a ransomware attack basically puts all of your files under lock and key. So all of a sudden you get hit and you notice a message on your screen saying all your files have been encrypted. And it's like someone took every single file or majority of the files on your computer or all your computers and locked them. And the only one that can typically unlock them is the hackers. And the other way to get your data back is to pay them, you know, or you format your hard drives and restore it. So I think ransomware is a really big thing. But ultimately, what do the hackers really want, and what's the biggest risk to the practice? It's the theft of their databases and information, right? The hackers are using this information for identity theft. So they're actually buying and selling healthcare records on the internet for about $50 a piece. So you can do really simple back of the napkin math, figure out how many patients you have in your database, multiply it by 50, And it is very easy to see why some of these databases are so, you know, sought after by the hackers. I mean, some of these databases, especially in specialist office, ortho, oral, perio, et cetera, peds, look, they could have hundreds of thousands of patients in there. And, you know, you do the math and you realize, wow, this is a significant risk, and that's why we're being targeted. So
it's big dollar stuff. So it's basically understanding why they're going after practices. It's this ability to resell medical records in the first instance with the foreign governments and so forth, going after IT vendors that get into practices. It may be more just causing chaos and mayhem than just money, but some money as well. And then in terms of the ransomware, understanding how to deal with that, understanding how to protect yourself on the front end from it. What are some of the most important things, given the different threats, Gary, what are some of the most important things a practice can do on the front end to try and reduce the risk, to lessen their chance of being attacked?
Right. So great question. I think most people have this false sense of security. They have this false sense of security that, hey, I have a firewall. I have some antivirus software. My IT company takes care of this. I don't need to worry about it. I think the first thing is mindset. And if we're still operating in 2016 and 2017 and you had those solutions in place, hey, I would say you're good to go. But the threats are getting so sophisticated now that in every single data breach that we've dealt with, the hackers have bypassed firewalls and they've bypassed antivirus software. So the big takeaway is this, that hackers break into systems typically through one of really three ways. Primarily through vulnerabilities. So the most important thing that practices can do is manage vulnerabilities. So what's an example of a vulnerability? A vulnerability may be an out-of-date piece of software. It could be an improper network configuration. It could be a printer on your network that's not configured properly and hackers can use it to gain access to servers and workstations, et cetera. Vulnerability management is accomplished through the use of cybersecurity companies. Companies like ours use extremely high-end, very sophisticated tools to identify about 17,000 different vulnerabilities on networks, and then we actually work with the IT vendor to mitigate those vulnerabilities. Think of a vulnerability as an unlocked door and or window on your office or your house, right? So hackers come by, they jiggle the doorknob, right? There's a deadbolt on it. Maybe you forgot to close the deadbolt. They jiggle the doorknob, the door swings open, and they come right in. That's kind of how vulnerabilities work, right? The hackers are using them to exploit your network. So, you know, if you're relying just on the IT company or your IT company to provide firewalls and AV, ultimately that's how practices are now getting hit, right? Because without vulnerability management, you're giving, you know, the hackers access to your network. So really that's one of the primary things. The other part of this is all the team members and doctors within the practice, right? So we create basically what's called the human firewall through cybersecurity awareness training, because the doctors, the team members, they're opening emails, they're clicking on links, they're clicking on attachments, gift cards, you get the idea. And guess what? If a malicious actor sent you this email and you're not aware that this is a fake email and you click on it, maybe you just gave them unrestricted access to your network. You opened a door for them to come in. So it's really, really important that the team is trained on a minimum of an annual basis by a cybersecurity company so they understand how to identify risk. And what I would argue over 90% of dental professionals don't realize is cybersecurity awareness training is required under federal law. Okay, so as part of being HIPAA compliant, you have to train your staff specifically on cybersecurity threats. The next portion of this is the states. A lot of states are now requiring cybersecurity awareness training as well because everyone is now realizing it's very effective and it's a great, you know, way of identifying these threats that come in through email. So vulnerability management, training. The other really cool thing that our company does is penetration testing, right? So the government has now come out and basically said, hey, if you're a business and you store information on your network, you need to have a penetration test done on your network to find basically these additional unlocked doors and windows that hackers use to break in. So we have ethical hackers on staff, and basically what they do is they simulate being a bad hacker, right, a threat actor, and they try and break into our client systems. And then however we manage to get into these systems, we take this data, we turn it over to the IT vendor and say, hey guys, here's how we broke in and here's what you need to do to lock these doors and windows. So those are, you know, those are the primary modalities that practices really have to start doing in order to protect these their networks. They can't just operate, like I said before, in 2016, because ultimately you're going to get hit because the hackers are scanning the networks all day long. And eventually they're going to come across your network, or they're going to come across an email list and start peppering the practice with phishing and spear phishing emails trying to get into these networks.
So ultimately, it's a mix of vulnerability testing and then addressing those vulnerabilities, training. I mean, and you hear this constantly, don't open things you shouldn't open, or you don't know where they're coming from, don't click links, and so forth. That kind of training, run a whole number of things. And then the third thing you do a lot of is penetration testing to really, you know, check how easy would it be to penetrate a specific system or server or practice and so forth. A final question. I know it's near everybody's heart. Is what does a practice need to spend on cyber and cybersecurity? I mean, ultimately, you could spend as much money as you possibly want to and never be totally secure. But what's a good budget for this for a typical practice that is livable, that they could actually maintain as part of their budget and not kill the finances of a practice?
Right. Yeah, so great question. As you said, you could spend an incredible amount of money, but it's relatively scalable. So to answer your question, I mean, I think if you budgeted a little less than $500 a month, you know, for cybersecurity to cover, you know, all the vulnerability, pen testing, cybersecurity awareness training, and the compliance stuff, that would put you in a really, really good place. The problem is doctors either don't want to spend any money, or they're like, let me throw $50 at this a month and something is better than nothing. You know, there's really nothing you can do for a small amount of money, unfortunately. So that's what I'd recommend. If you budget around, you know, between $5,000 and $6,000 a year, you should cover it.
No, and those seem like very reasonable numbers. Actually, shockingly reasonable numbers. The $5,000 to $10,000, or $5,000 to $6,000 a year for a core security type of plan and strategy seems very, very reasonable. In any event, Gary, let me ask you the last question. And thank you so much for joining us today, and appreciate your work with Black Talent Security in the dental industry. We're always looking for people that are really just focused in specific verticals and areas, so always helpful to hear because it's a better sense of what's really going on in that area. How do people reach you if they want to reach you or learn more about Black Talent Security?
Sure. You can find us at blacktalentsecurity.com. Our phone number is 800-683-3797. You can find me personally on LinkedIn under Gary Salman, S-A-L-M-A-N. We're also on Facebook under Black Talent Security. So, there's multiple ways to reach out to us. One of the things that we do offer that's very helpful to dentists is we do a free cybersecurity assessment. So we can run some scans and help the practitioner understand, you know, what their risk is. They have high risk, they have low risk, and then based on that information, they can make an educated decision.
Well, thank you very, very much. It's been just a pleasure visiting with you today, and we appreciate your time greatly. Just really a pleasure, Gary. Thank you so much.